Thanks to all of you for coming out this Saturday night in Salt Lake City. Thanks to those who download these Talk to Us podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email us at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginati Manandasya Garangana Salakya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Tarati Swa Parantikam. This evening we'd like to talk about amazing grace. When you look back over your life, consider some of the things that you faced at the time you didn't think you could make it through. The obstacle was so large. The breakup hurt you so badly. The medical report was so negative. You didn't see a way. But God, Krishna is our name for God, turned it around. He gave you a strength when you didn't think you could go on. He brought the right person when you thought you'd always be lonely. He promoted you. He gave you that good break and things fell into place. Now you're further along than you could have possibly imagined. That wasn't a lucky break. That wasn't a coincidence. That was the hand of Krishna. You should have been stuck. You should have been addicted. You should have been broke, depressed, or lonely. But Krishna made a way when you didn't see a way. You can say what I can say. I didn't get to where I am by myself. It wasn't just my good luck, my good looks, my hard work, my talent. It was the grace of God. He made things happen that I could have never made happen on my own. None of us like difficulties. I think we're all agreed on that point. If we had a choice, we would avoid them. We wouldn't go through them. However, those challenges and difficulties have not only prepared us and strengthened us for our future, but now we have a history with God, a history with Krishna. When you're in a rough time and you don't see a way out, instead of being discouraged and negative, here's another suggestion. Go back and remember how Krishna turned your health around. Remember how he gave you that baby when you thought you couldn't have a child. Remember how he brought you out of that trouble that you got yourself into. When you remember how Krishna's protected you, prompted you, healed you, and restored you, faith will rise in your heart. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Instead of thinking, oh, I'll never get out of this problem, you'll say with confidence, Krishna did it for me in the past. He's going to make a way for me in the future. You won't complain about the problem. Based on your history with Krishna, you know deep down that he's taking you from glory to glory, from honor to honor. Getting through this current challenge will be the fuel to get you through to the next level, to the next mountaintop. Here are some of the prayers of Queen Kunti. My dear Krishna, your lordship protected us from a poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly of the Kurus, from our sufferings during our exile in the forest, from the battle at Kurukshetra where great generals fought. And now you've saved us from the dangerous weapon of Ashwatthama. Krishna, Kunti says, when I review your history with us, I have no more fear of calamities. I have no more fear of how people or circumstances may threaten us. My only fear is of losing your lotus feet. She said it like this, Vipara Shantu Tashrashatitatita Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Nyatsyat Apunar Bhavadarshanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. Kunti is saying that fear goes away when we associate with the Lord through His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kunti's not speaking hypothetically. She has seen with her own eyes the miracles and amazing power that Krishna used to bring her and her sons out of so many difficulties. And similarly in our lives, when it looks impossible, when we don't see a way out, stay encouraged by remembering what Krishna has done in the past. You've seen with your own eyes the times that Krishna made a way. You thought you were stuck, but Krishna opened a door. He caused someone to be good to you. You faced the loss of a loved one. You thought you'd never be happy again, but Krishna lifted you out of that pit. He turned your mourning into dancing. Once when Kunti's sons were in exile in the forest, their enemies sent an irascible sage named Durvasa with his 10,000 disciples to their ashram for lunch. The assembly just showed up unannounced and asked for lunch. How do you feed 10,000 sages when you're living at a campsite hand to mouth in the forest with 15 minutes notice? And if they didn't feed the sage and his 10,000 followers, right away, Durvasa would curse them to die on the spot. All they could think of was to stall for time. They asked the sages to go to a nearby river and wash their hands and then come back and have lunch. In the meantime, they asked for the grace of God to save them. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was nothing they could do on their own. Krishna heard their prayers. He appeared there. Krishna asked whether there was any small morsel of food left in any of their pots. They didn't know what a small morsel of food could do to feed 10,000 people, but they looked, according to Krishna's instructions. They found a little bit of spinach in a corner of one of the pots, and they said, "Okay, Krishna, what now?" Krishna said, "With your hand, put it on my tongue." When Krishna, the root of all existence, sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes, the creator of millions and millions of universes, the father of all living beings, tasted that small leaf of sak on the tip of his tongue given by the hand of his pure devotee, he became fully satisfied. As soon as Krishna was satisfied, all the sages down at the river lost their hunger. They felt stuffed up to the necks, just like we do on Thanksgiving Day. Rather than going back to the Pandava camp and insulting them by being too stuffed to eat lunch, they tiptoed away as fast as they could. What happened there? Kunti's sons were saved by the grace of God. There's a story here, and I'll share it with you. Noah Webster, for whom the dictionary was named, was a lexicographer. He's responsible for the standardizing of American English at the beginning of the 19th century. As you might imagine, he was a stickler for the proper definition of words. One day, his wife opened the kitchen door and discovered Noah kissing the maid. Mrs. Webster exclaimed, "Why, Noah, I'm surprised." He said, "No, my dear, we're surprised, you're amazed." A surprise refers to the unexpected. Amazement refers to being made speechless, astounded at what you see. Now, secular histories are of human achievement and national greatness. They have the element of predictability. They have the element of tragedy. They're cyclical. Prabhupada cites the example in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the bamboos. They're hard, unyielding. When you have a stand of bamboos, it's inevitable, it's predictable, it's tragic that when a wind comes, they're going to knock against each other. They don't have the ability to compromise or to bend. They have no softness in them. They're like modern political leaders who are hard, intractable. They bounce together in the wind. A spark is created and a conflagration takes a place. The whole material secular history of the world is simply the rise and fall of great empires, Carthage, Rome, the British Empire. Predictable, mundane, tragic in the end. But spiritual history, real history, is quite different. Real spiritual history is about God's providence. It's about God's graciousness. Spiritual history is full of both surprise and amazement. It's more like comedy than tragedy. The way Krishna conducts history for his devotees is with unexpected occurrences, righteous humor, astonished laughter, and supernatural miracles. You have to laugh at the promises of Krishna. Anyone in his secular mind is going to laugh at the promises of God because they're so incredible, so contrary to expectations, so improbable in the light of acceptable realities of this world. In the materialistic, secular world, the promises of God will almost always appear ludicrous. Speaking personally against all logic and reason, Krishna put a desire within my heart and Vaibhavi's heart to build a world-class Hare Krishna temple in an area of the country in which 90% of the people follow another religion. Now, in how many parts of the country do you find a population which is 90% church-going? Most areas in the United States, the fraction of church-going people would probably be more like 25-30%. Down in Utah Valley, 90% of the people are church-going. They also belong to the same church to which they unfailingly, every single one, give 10% of their salaries and attend service 4 hours every Sunday. In the modern age, 2019, there are books that have been written on the science of planting a new church. They're based on extensive research and experience. Experts say it's impossible to plant a new church in an area where more than 50% of the people are churchgoers. It's impossible to plant a church where you have no resources and no constituency. Therefore, the existence of that temple in Spanish Fork defies all the research, all the data, all the expectations, and all the conclusions of the experts. It's comedy. You just have to laugh in surprise and amazement. Surprise at the unexpected, and amazed, speechless, and astounded at what you see. People are driving north to Yellowstone or south to Vegas and Los Angeles. They see this billboard, Krishna Temple, next exit. What? They enter through the door, their jaws dropping open, and they exclaim, how in the world did this building get here of all places? In answering them, I don't give a secular, detailed answer about human achievement. The truth is that Vi and I had no idea what we were doing when we came to Utah. We came in like the Keystone Cops, Charlie Chaplin, Laurel and Hardy, fools rushing in where wise men fear to tread. The reason there's a beautiful temple in Spanish Fork had nothing to do with human greatness and everything to do with God's graciousness. He bypasses the experts, the learned, the high and mighty, and he loves to work with the fools, the dreamers, and the outcasts. Now that's the stuff of comedy. Krishna established a world-class temple in Utah Valley because he's a prankster. He has a sense of humor. He did it because no one would have ever expected such a thing, and everyone would get amazed and astounded at the otherworldly power of Krishna. In our own lives, when we face tough times and our dreams look impossible, every voice is telling us it's not going to happen. Here's my suggestion. Just remember Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go back and replay your victories. Relive the times that Krishna made a way. Remember how he put you at the right place at the right time. You met that person and fell in love. Remember the birth of your first child. Remember how he spared you from that accident on the freeway. If you're going to overcome obstacles, if you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to learn to remember. When you're constantly thinking and replaying Krishna's goodness, how he's protected you, vindicated you, promoting you, not only will faith rise in your heart, but you'll live with an attitude of excitement and expectancy that allows Krishna to come in and do great things. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On a regular basis, we should go back over the major victories of our life. Remember how Krishna gave you that job, how Krishna protected you, how Krishna caused you to meet the right person. Developing the habit of remembering what Krishna has done will propel you forward into the future. It's the greatest wonder that in spite of our many failures, in spite of our mistakes, in spite of comically coming up short time after time, still Krishna's mercy seems to override all of our shortcomings, chases us down. We still get the influence. We still get the acclaim. We still get the victory. On the stepping stones of Krishna's grace, we arrive where we're supposed to arrive. You don't have to get everything right. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to have a right heart. Keep Krishna first place. He will get you to where you're supposed to go. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I heard about a wonderful Michael Jordan TV Nike commercial a few years ago, showing this 9-time All-Star, 4-time MVP, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, this once-in-a-century icon arriving at a game, heading to the locker room. His stride is easy, his smile secretive and knowing as he moves down the gauntlet of fans and well-wishers. He walks like a winner. After all, he's Michael Jordan, the man who made the impossible seem routine and the merely difficult look easy. And yet in the voiceover, he says, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost more than 300 games. 26 times I've been entrusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life." The really interesting thing is that none of that stopped God's blessings from chasing Michael Jordan down, from getting him to the top of his field. Many of you can join me in saying that you wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for Krishna's graciousness. Some of the things you've done, the crowds you used to run with, the inattentive driving, the temper tantrums, the disrespect you've shown, the false pride should have taken you out. But Krishna showed you some of his grace, not once, but again and again and again. In 1969, I was sitting in a cafe in Singapore at a big round table with lots of guys from all over the world. There were fellow male travelers from Israel, Belgium, England, and Spain. A single seat at this table sat vacant. A beautiful girl walked in. She stopped at the entrance and cast her glance from right to left and then back again, looking for a vacant place to sit. Like a puppet with my strings being pulled, I jumped up and with a chivalrous flourish pulled out a chair for her. After that introduction, we spent a couple of platonic days together, and I got a boat ride with some friends to Indonesia while she hitchhiked a ride to Australia on a Norwegian freighter. No sooner was I seeing the shores of Singapore recede in the distance than I started thinking, what an interesting, talented, confident, and attractive person that was. I also started thinking I was an idiot, proud fool, for not getting any contact information. I didn't ask for her phone number, her home address, even her last name. I only knew her as Christine. I spent 6 weeks in Indonesia thinking that I'd blown it, that I'd never see her again. And then I flew from Portuguese Timor to Darwin. Darwin in those days was not a place you'd stay even overnight. So I was walking to the bus station for Sydney, passing an outdoor sidewalk cafe, when I heard this female voice. Hello there. It was as if Krishna was saying to me, yes, you are an idiot, but I've got your back. I'm the God of second chances. You missed her the first time, but I brought her across your path once again. Here's the girl of your dreams. Would you mind curbing your false pride this second time around? Now, I'm here to tell you that wasn't a lucky break. That wasn't a coincidence. That was Krishna directing my steps, putting me at the right place at the right time. Not once, mind you, but twice. And when I think about that, it reminds me how Krishna's control of my life. As he was directing my steps then, back in 1969, he's directing my steps in 2019. Maybe you shouldn't have that position that you're in at the workplace. You weren't the most qualified, but the grace of Krishna gave it to you. Perhaps that sickness was supposed to be the end, but the grace of God said, this is not your time. When you recognize what Krishna's done, all through your life, it's been his hand getting you to where you are, then it becomes easy to honor, to be grateful, to serve, to give, and to worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know you're driving a grace car. You're living in a grace house. You're working at a grace job. You're not married to Mary or Susan or Vanita or Priya. You're married to grace. Maybe you're about to have a nervous breakdown, but grace showed up. You should be depressed, but grace turned you around and lifted you up. You could be in prison, but grace kept you out. Perhaps you even tried to take your own life, but grace kept you alive. Grace gave you that baby. Grace gave you that idea. Grace opened that door. Don't take it for granted. Keep it in the forefront of your mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the purport to the 66th verse, 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, one should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of the living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. Share a story with you about a minister who had a strange dream. He dreamt that he had died and he was trying to get into heaven. And when he approached the pearly gates, St. Peter told him he needed 100 points to get in. Proudly, the minister said, well, I was a pastor for 43 years. Fine, said Peter, that's worth 1 point. 1 point, is that all? Said the minister. Yep, that's it, said Peter. Said the pastor, I visited a lot of shut-ins. Peter said, that's worth 1 point. I work with young people. Peter said, that's worth another point. I developed a number of excellent scout programs, said the minister. That's worth 1 point, said St. Peter. You have 4 points now. You need 96 more points. Oh no, said the minister in a panic. I feel so helpless, so inadequate. Except for the grace of God, I don't have a chance. St. Peter smiled and said, grace of God, that's 96 points. Welcome to heaven. 10th canto, 58th chapter, 8th verse. Queen Kunti remembered the many troubles that she and her sons had endured by the grace of Krishna. When she recalled the many times that Krishna had saved them, she became so overwhelmed by love that her throat choked up and her eyes filled with tears. She said, "My dear Krishna, the welfare of my sons and I was assured in all kinds of dangers only because we took complete shelter at your lotus feet." And Prabhupada says here, "While the Lord reciprocates with all souls, it is natural that those who love him intensely receive his special grace, for they want him and no one else." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The reason you are where you are today is that Krishna has a destiny for you to fulfill. He has assignments for you to accomplish. You may have given up on his grace, but his grace will never give up on you. He chose you before you chose him. Might as well recognize you're a marked man. You're a marked woman. The creator of the universe has his hand on your life. He chose you. If you surrender to his guiding grace, then you will be able to say right along with Kunti, "Thank you, Krishna, that I'm still here. My enemies tried to persecute me, but they were not able to finish me off. That depression couldn't finish me off. That divorce, those legal problems couldn't finish me off. The haters, the critics, the naysayers who tried to push me down, their best was not good enough. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. I have a smile on my face. I had a setback, a disappointment, but I'm still in the game. I went through a loss, but I'm still moving forward. Thank you, Krishna, that people can't finish me off. A bad break, betrayal, rejection, or sickness can't finish me off. Why is it when the enemies and troubles move in like a flood, none of them can finish me off? Because you, Lord, have the final say." Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our message tonight is, don't get discouraged no matter what's facing you. Remember the red seas that Krishna has already parted in your life. You have a history with Krishna. You've seen his grace not once, but again and again and again and again. He will finish what he started, not in sorrow, not in defeat, not in failure. He will finish with glory and honor against all worldly, secular predictions. He'll surprise, he'll astonish and amaze. He'll finish with flowers showering from above. He'll finish with the roar of kettle drums in the clouds and celestial cries of "well done, well done." Start remembering your victories, the times that Krishna healed you, the times that he promoted you, the times that he turned the problems around. When you always remember that we live and breathe, we conquer our enemies and overcome our obstacles only by his loving grace upon us, you'll see the fullness of his favor in this life, and in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.